You may not have gone to a live concert in 2021. COVID-19 put the kibosh on that. But classical musicians continue to make great music. And joining us to discuss some of the year's highlights is Jonathan Taylor Rush. He's assistant conductor at the Baltimore Symphony. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Hi, Scott. I'm so happy to be back with you all.
Now, you sent us a list, and topping your list for the year is a piece from trumpeter Terence Blanchard's opera, Fire Shut Up in My Bones. This is the first opera by a black composer to be performed at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. So let's take a listen to the aria, Men Don't Break. And the lyrics we're going to hear are, I bend, I don't break, I sway. So those lyrics, I bend, I don't break, I sway, surely the words that resonate for so many of us this year, what do they mean to you?
Honestly, for me, it really talks about the African-American experience. And, you know, we bend, we don't break. You know, we had so much pushback and there have been so many people against us. And so even during the storm, there might be high winds, but the winds don't break the tree. We just sway because our roots run so deep and our roots are our foundation. And I just think it's such a powerful piece.
Okay, let's contrast that with an opera about the black experience by a white composer. Porgy and Bess was written by George Gershwin back in 1935. Let's listen to Maren Alsop conducting. She is the first woman to lead a major symphony orchestra. Alsop stepped down this year from the Baltimore Symphony podium, that's your home orchestra. Here's the opera's most famous song, Summertime.
I mean, this is music that I grew up around for a long time, especially Summertime. Also, I just think this is an incredible recording, just these highlights of Porgy and Bess. You know, Maren Alsop is one of my mentors and actually even one of my teachers. And this is a full circle moment for me anyways, because during this recording, my little sister was actually in the choir, the Morgan State University choir, when
really?
They recorded this.
Huh.
Yes. And then I also thought it was really cool as well, because Angel Blue, who's a soloist, was also a soloist in Fire Shut Up in My Bones. So it also brought this great connection. And it was a great moment of the year.
Speaking of Maren Alsop, you also take note of a new documentary about her. It's called The Conductor.
I think I was 9 years old. I went to my violin teacher and I said, you know, I saw this amazing conductor and I'm going to be the conductor. And she said, girls can't do that.
So, Jonathan, how do you think about her contribution to American classical music?
I think Maren, you know, she is a trailblazer. I know I am biased because she is my teacher, but to be quite honest, you know, her being the first, you know, a lot of people, when they're the first, you know, they like to be the only. However, when it comes to Maren, her being the first, she didn't want to be the only, but she also wanted to create these opportunities for many people. So she now knew, now I can open the door for even more women to do this, as well as just minorities in general. And that's really what I think this movie is about. I'm actually even featured inside the film as well. And, you know, I get to talk about Maren and I's relationship, but also how she's really fought for me. And, you know, she didn't give me any opportunities, but she definitely helped, you know, boost my name out there so people can see what I even have to offer. And so I think her contribution to the classical music world, it is huge, because there have been so many performers and so many conductors, so many orchestras now that have come to light, or things that even have been created just because of a connection with her.
And speaking of trailblazing women, Florence Price was the first African-American woman to have a symphonic work produced by a major national symphony orchestra, and that was the Chicago Symphony, premiering her Symphony No. 1 in 1933. Let's listen. Now, Jonathan, this past year, the Philadelphia Orchestra showcased her music. Is Florence Price finally getting the recognition you think she deserves?
I think we're on our way there. Florence Price, I think she deserves way much more recognition. But I am happy that orchestras are now finally starting to really not only play her music, but also record it. You know, because many orchestras have performed Florence Price's music, especially in these past few years. But now we have a major American composer getting recorded by a major American orchestra. And I believe that this is going to be the first of many recordings. So now we're moving in the right direction, but now I need like 20 more orchestras to record this work and 20 more orchestras over the world to perform her music because she deserves it. And there's so many other great works that have not even been recorded or performed yet.
Okay, let's keep listening. Here is the second movement of Florence Price's Third Symphony, which you really like. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this music, it's solemn, it's peaceful, but also I hear so much hope. And I know that's very, it's very descriptive, but I'm a conductor, so we do that a lot. But I mean, it's just, it's such, I mean, just even the musical lines, and it's something, it's music that's so clear and it's so simple, yet there's so much behind it. And it carries so much weight and it carries so much soul. It's so accessible too, to the point where anyone who might not necessarily know classical music can listen and just sit there and just sing the tune back. It's just so beautiful and pastoral. It's just, it's such a lovely piece.
Well, let's mention another 20th century black composer getting his due with your home orchestra in Baltimore. The Recovered Voices program highlighted the music of William Dawson. He ran away from home as a teenager to study music at what was then called the Tuskegee Institute. And here is his Negro Folk Symphony. Now, this got a lot of attention when the Philadelphia Orchestra premiered it in 1934, and then it faded away a bit. What makes Dawson and his music notable?
I honestly believe that Dawson is also probably one of the greatest composers. It's especially one of the greatest black composers of his time, but I mean, even one of the greatest orchestral composers. And it's so sad that this was his only symphonic work. But, you know, he stands out because he brings a different flair of a composition style. You know, when I listen to Dawson's Negro Folk Symphony, I also think of Dvorak's Symphony from the New World, the New World Symphony, number 9. This is Dawson's contribution to really what Dvorak was saying, you know, how America needs a sound. What does an American symphony sound like? What is the American sound? And I think while the other composers definitely do that, Dawson just has such a unique way in tying in this America sound and keeping the classical tradition.
All right, let's end now with music that won the 2021 Pulitzer Prize for Music. Cuban composer Tania León's Stride. I mean, such great textures. What do you like about this?
Well, I just love them. I mean, even if you can hear inside the beginning, it almost sounds like someone walking, you know, taking big steps. And what I love so much about this music is really the meaning behind it all. You know, it's really, it was written in memory of Susan B. Anthony, having this bravery and courage to move forward, even though you're getting so much pushback. And that's what I love about the music, because in the beginning, the steps that you hear being taken, they're not, it's not consistent. It's kind of out of time and out of rhythm. And it almost sounds like the steps of someone who's being pushed back in the opposite direction, but they keep moving forward and they keep striving forward. And then in the music, you know, the steps get faster and the music keeps going. It almost doesn't end. Huh. And, you know, it's like, it's the persistence behind it. And I love it.
Jonathan Taylor Rush is the assistant conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Jonathan, thank you for sharing this music and your observations with us. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's always a pleasure.